Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Saturday, December 23rd, 1:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Today's conversation topic is our three-month outlook for the cryptocurrencies of Bitcoin, Ripple, Litecoin, and Ethereum. Today, we have the pleasure of having a good friend of mine and a professional trader for these cryptocurrencies in the UK and other countries, Dominic. Dominic, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Adam. How are you?
Doing well. We have a few people that are interested. Well, not a few people. I would say a lot of people are interested in what the outlook is for these cryptocurrencies. But let's get right to the point. Do you consider Bitcoin to be the underlying asset that other cryptocurrencies like Ethereum, Ripple, Litecoin, or some of the other big name cryptocurrencies that base their performance on? Or in other words, do other cryptocurrencies track the performance of Bitcoin to some regard?
So there's a parallel and there is a correlation, because when you actually trade on other exchanges, you can trade out to pairs for like Ethereum to Bitcoin, or Litecoin to Bitcoin, or most of your alts. You can trade from your alt to a Bitcoin. So they have those trading pairs, and what you can see happen a lot of times is where your altcoin value will actually kind of move convergently with, or divergently with Bitcoin. So there are parallels in, and there's correlations in the movement of the markets, which does show you that there is an underlying, there is some sort of an underlying value in the Bitcoin pricing in correlation to altcoins. What we're seeing today, due to the volatility of, so many people coming into the market now, all the new money flooding in, and all of the, ramifications of the futures markets that are going live, which is adding a lot of volatility to the market today. We're seeing where some of those correlations are starting to get broken, where even though the price of Bitcoin has in the last 48 hours gone down and kind of backtraced a little bit, which is healthy for the market. Even though it's gone down, though, we're seeing where certain altcoins are shooting up. There are several altcoins as we speak right now that are up over 90%. There's a few that are up over 150%,
Can you give a name
just in
of
the
some of
last.
those?
I'm sorry?
Sorry to interrupt you, but can you give a name of some of those for the viewers?
Sure. So, a few that are, one that's up right now over 150% is Burst, which is they're a proof of capacity coin, which is doing some very interesting things. They just released a wallet within the last 24 hours, which is part of the reason behind this push. Another coin that's looking very hot right now, and it's been a sleeping giant for a really long time, but when you have new money pouring into the market, they're looking for all the best technologies, and they're, some people are at least, and most people are looking for the cheapest coins that they could buy that will have some sort of guarantee of movement.
So,
And that one's Digibyte also. Digibyte is moving quite a bit.
gotcha. So, would you say that some of these altcoins can act as a hedge in some regard?
That's exactly what it is. I actually use altcoins to hedge Bitcoin, because of the fact that there's almost like there's opposite movements in the market. So what happens is when Bitcoin plummets, you usually always see your altcoins skyrocket, and when you see altcoins plummet, you see Bitcoin skyrocket, and that's because people are just swapping back and forth, really trying to increase their positions on either side. And I think a lot of people today are jumping into altcoins more and more because of the fact that it's cheaper. You can get a lot more leverage in the market. You get a lot more skin in the game by buying these cheaper coins, and that seems to be what's happening a lot. We're seeing a lot of money, as far as market share, is jumping into these altcoins. And that's an interesting thing, because a lot of people who've been in the game now for a while have a lot of coins that they're sitting on, and they're just waiting on days like today, where even though Bitcoin is down, everything else is skyrocketing. And that's when you're a smart trader, you have to account for these things, especially if your strategy is not, you know, short-term profits, but if it's long-term profits, you have to have a nice hedge in place, especially with something as volatile as cryptocurrencies.
I completely agree. So let's talk about the recent influx of Asian investors flocking into Ripple before, after, and during Bitcoin's drop in value. I mean, can this be seen as a growing concern? And do you believe that there is some sort of market manipulation happening in Asian countries, either by the government or some sort of private entities?
So as far as Ripple, I think what we're seeing is a lot of Asian countries are, you know, and they're jumping into this because of the fact that we just now solidified, they just now solidified a deal with Japan and South Korea, where several banks there are doing, they're doing pretty much instant transactions between the two, and that includes monetary conversions. So we're seeing now that that happened. There's a lot of attention on it. The South Korean market and the Japan markets are actually huge for cryptocurrencies nowadays. So we're seeing a lot of that attention kick in. We're seeing a lot of the attention elsewhere in that region start to kick onto cryptocurrencies and also onto Ripple. I do think that there are massive market manipulation concerns, but you know, you can't jump into this and expect that you're going to get super short-term profits and you're going to be able to just pull your money out tomorrow and you're going to make $1 million. You really have to jump into this with a long-term outlook. Jump in, hedge yourself as much as possible. Don't hold too much of one coin. You know, you're better off spending $500 on multiple coins, or you know, any amount on multiple coins, rather than taking $10,000 and throwing it down on one coin. Because you know, if each of those coins go up $1,000, you're far safer than when that one coin you put all your money into plummets to the dirt and you lost everything. So you're better off spreading out. And this way, as time goes on, you know, people will be seeing those huge moments where someone's manipulating the market. And if you're holding one of those coins and someone's, you know, they're manipulating the market on one of these coins, ultimately, you know, you'll have one that will go up and a few that will go down, and you really stay balanced for the most part. I mean, amidst the madness right now, the current sell-off madness that just happened the last 48 hours, I really haven't been down that much because of the fact that I've been hedged so much on altcoins and so much on other various coins, and it's not just one altcoin. I try to spread it out as much as possible. So really, you know, Bitcoin can plummet, and you know, I'm still staying pretty steady with the current altcoins I have.
So the age-old tenet of not keeping all your eggs in one basket still does hold true for investing either in stocks and even cryptocurrencies.
Absolutely. More so with cryptocurrencies than anything I've ever seen before.
I would imagine so. So what would you say your three-month conservative outlook on Ripple is? Where do you see it in the next 3 months?
I think, you know, I think that we're possibly going to be seeing some corrections along the 3 months. I think the entire crypto sphere, we've just witnessed a pretty decent retrace. I think that these things are healthy for the market. I don't think it's a time to panic. I think, you know, you don't lose if you don't sell. So if you hold tight and you weather the storm, it's just a healthy part of what's going on. If the retracing didn't happen, we would be able to, everybody would be screaming, we are in a bubble. Because that's what creates a bubble, when there's not a retrace at all. Ultimately, by this retracing, it's going to shake a lot of weak hands in the crypto game, where, you know, new money came in and they bought in at 20,000, or, you know, they bought in at 20,000 when Bitcoin was at, you know, when Bitcoin was there. And now they just lost all this money because they panicked into selling. and you know, those people might be shook out of the market for the time being, and that's a good thing for crypto, because that will eliminate most of the bubble activity that we would have seen if that didn't occur. For Ripple, there's a lot of crazy news coming out for Ripple. It's going to be very difficult to judge, you know, how far this thing is going to go up. The market cap is very high. If you look at the market cap versus the quantity that they have of coins in circulation, the quantity is extremely high. The market cap is really high. The price is relatively low. So, you know, jumping into this in the future, you know, now in the future, you're at more of a risky game because the market cap is already really high. And when you start hitting these market caps where they go higher, you know, or where they are higher, you're really looking at a potential loss more than anything, because there's not much more room that it has to grow. It has a lot more to drop, that's for sure. So it's a risky game jumping into it. I do think that Ripple will be doing very well in the coming 3 months. There's a lot of really good news about it. They just finally broke mainstream attention. They're getting integration with Bloomberg. They're getting a lot of different contracts. They have new announcements of banks and deals that they're structuring every other day. And it's been a wonderful thing to see them go. It's been scary. I've been holding on them for about 6 months. All right. And at times I had to stop checking the price because it just kept going down. And you know, luckily I held out, and it's paid off so far. They're a great technology, and I have a lot of faith in what they'll be able to do, especially because of the fact that they're specifically working on banking concerns. And if you've ever traveled internationally, you know, when you go out to another country and you have U.S. dollar and you use a, you know, Visa card or a MasterCard overseas, that U.S. dollar conversion rate is, I mean, that conversion rate to whatever currency you're dealing with is murder. It really is. It's very rough. So, you know, coins like Ripple and technologies like what Ripple is working on, they work to solve that stuff. And that is an amazing thing. So
where do you see Bitcoin sitting at in 3 months from now?
I think we're going to see a retrace. You know, I think that the market really got screwed by Roger Ver, who was out really pumping this and, you know, was out really pumping the Bitcoin Cash.
For some people who don't know who that individual is, can you just get some background?
Yeah, Roger Ver is the, I guess you could call him the godfather of Bitcoin Cash,
right.
Which is, Bitcoin Cash is the cryptocurrency that was forked off from Bitcoin a couple months ago. Yeah, he really put the entire cryptocurrency community in a really bad spot. As far as reputation goes, what happened ultimately was Coinbase went live and with Bitcoin Cash the other day, and the same day he was out shilling his coin on CNBC, and Coinbase ultimately had to suspend their trading because there was an insider trading scheme within their company for Bitcoin Cash. And right around the time this happened, the entire cryptocurrency plunged. I mean, the entire crypto community plunged. So, you know, I think that Bitcoin is going to be experiencing a lot of difficulty as newbies are coming in and they're paying attention to individuals like this who really don't have their best interest in mind. This guy is clearly out to just get rich, and he's really not out for advancing the technology. People should be aware of this because it's when you buy Bitcoin Cash, it's not the same thing as buying Bitcoin. Bitcoin is Bitcoin. And I think that Bitcoin is going to struggle to fight that hurdle now, because there's traction that Bitcoin Cash is gaining that it really shouldn't be gaining. And that's going to be a fight that we're going to see amongst the crypto market. It's going to be an interesting one. But I see... Bitcoin's going to be rebounding here probably in the next couple of days from this this recent retrace. Ultimately, by January 1st and on, we'll be seeing some good movement again in Bitcoin.
hopefully everybody puts their Christmas and holiday money into these cryptos. But I'm confident that Bitcoin will go back up in value. I mean, what is the easiest way to get paid online? I mean, I think of Bitcoin. Forget about wires. Banking is dead.
Yeah, you can't print money fast enough.
Exactly. So, Dom, you know, we're going to wrap up this podcast, but I got a few more questions for you and that our viewers are interested in. What cryptocurrencies are you holding on to right now?
So I hold on to a lot of different ones, but I'll give you guys a list. My big one right now is because we're before the 28th right now. Today is, we're recording this on the 23rd. So right now I'm holding on to NXT. NXT has a fork coming up on the 28th, and they're going to be dropping 0.5 Ignis for every one NXT that you hold. I'm holding on to them. I'm holding on to, I'm actually really long right now in Siacoin. They're a great technology that is a proof of, they're also a proof of capacity in a sense. They handle blockchain storage as far as storing data and files on blockchains. Very cool technology. I'm also holding on to ARDR, which is Ardor. That's a great technology and a great coin that's been moving very well the last couple months. STR, obviously Stellar, XLM, it's great. That's a great project that's been performing very well. A big one, which is what I mentioned earlier, is Burst. Been really long on them. The last 24 hours and 48 hours with them has been tremendous since they released their new wallet. Looks awesome, and it seems to be getting a lot of traction within the crypto community. Digibyte, very big with Digibyte right now. Even though a lot of people don't look at it as a serious competitor in the top 50 or top 20, Digibyte has a lot of potential. I'm also big into ZeroX, which is ZRX. There's been a lot of interesting stuff going on with them. There's been a lot of exciting movements with them. A lot of new news that comes out here and there on them. So that's been a great coin. And then I got a few other ones that are a little bit more your mainstream coins. I'm very long on Amisco. Been long on them for about 6 months. That's been paying off very well. Obviously, I'm long on Ripple. Long on Litecoin, which is, another great project that has gone up tremendously. I started looking at them back when they were under $30, and now they're over $200. So it's
sorry to interrupt, Dom. So I'm curious. A lot of viewers are interested in finding out what exchanges are you using to buy these altcoins. What is the best exchange in the U.S. for our U.S. viewers?
So that's difficult because really the good exchanges aren't based in the U.S. anymore, but there's two big ones you can really get your hands on, and if you can, because everybody's trying to get into them right now. Bittrex, which is a good exchange, but I don't know if they're still accepting new people. I would check it out, see if you can get in. That's a great exchange to get onto. They have a lot of different coins that you can trade. I would also check out Poloniex, which is P-O-L-O-N-I-E-X. That's a great exchange also. They have a lot of different coins you can work with and move around. I also use Exodus here and there. Exodus is a multi-coin wallet, which will allow you to store many different kinds of coins. And even if you don't have many different kinds of coins, it has a feature in it built in to shapeshift and exchange one coin for another. So in a lot of cases, what I'll do if I don't have the time to or patience to send the money to an exchange, swap it out, trade it out, and then push it back to a wallet, I'll just send money to Exodus, and then I'll do a shapeshift, and then I'll have those coins, I'll have those alts.
Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that with us. So we're going to wrap up this podcast, Dominic, and I really appreciate you coming on our show today and all the valuable insight you did share with us. And just to wrap up the show, what do you think is the next cryptocurrency that is poised to explode higher in value? Just give us one coin that you think is going to explode higher in value in the next 3 months.
I think we're going to see a coin make some movements as more and more people see it. And I'll give you one more, too, just so you guys have something else to really look at. I think you should keep your eyes on Burst. Burst is making some serious movements in the last 48 hours here. And I think it's going to continue to do that as more and more people see what they're doing and what their capabilities are, which are amazing. So I'll keep my eyes on both of them. Big movements coming.
Dominic, thank you for coming on the show. This is Adam Shallett from A-North Investments. This is December 23rd and 1:25 p.m. Eastern Time. Dominic from New York, a professional trader in the cryptocurrency markets. Dominic, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem.